Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Laura Adams, a senior analyst with USinsuranceAgents.com, who is a nationally recognized finance and insurance expert. And Laura, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, tell us, and a great place to kick off today's session, how can you start a business or side gig when you have a full-time job that's paying the bills?
Yeah, this is a common question that I receive because many folks are interested in getting an extra revenue stream. You know, they feel like maybe their job may not be as secure as they thought it was, or maybe they've got excess debt, you know, and they're really trying to get some additional income to pay that down a little bit more aggressively, or just even start investing for retirement a little more aggressively. But it can be difficult if you're already working a full-time job. So one way that you might start is to think about, what are the skills that you already have? What skills are you using in your job that could translate into a side gig or some kind of side business that could be part-time? Maybe it's just evenings or even weekends. Maybe it could transition into a full-time job eventually. But one easy way is just to really identify your skills that you're using right now and how could that translate to some kind of business product or service that you could offer. We find that when you combine a skill that you have, also a passion, maybe it's something you really enjoy doing, with a market, with folks who are hungry for your products and services, that's kind of a good place to think about growing some kind of a side business. And you can think about it as a pilot, just kind of a test, so that you see if there really is a market out there and what is that market willing to pay for your products and services. So just kind of easing into it gradually, I would say, is the best way because we know folks are already pretty busy if they're working a full-time job. But just doing it on the weekends, maybe a few hours a week, testing it out, that's the first place to start.
For sure, and some great advice and input there in those regards. I'm sure the listeners appreciate that as well. Now, tell us also, what are safe ways to become an entrepreneur that wouldn't jeopardize your financial future?
Yeah, this is important because you don't want to, let's say, invest all of your savings in a business that you're not really sure is going to pan out. If you are looking to bootstrap a business and you need to put some money into it, one really safe way to do that is to begin saving sooner rather than later, trying to make sure that you've got a healthy emergency fund saved up, you know, maybe something like 6 months, even more, maybe perhaps a year's worth of your living expenses on hand. That's one way to make sure that if the business doesn't work out, if it's not as profitable as you expect or hope it will be, that you're not jeopardizing your future, your family's future. Another way that you might want to think about this is, you know, in addition to having cash in the bank to make sure that you've got plenty of financial runway, is to think about insurance. So what can you do to protect yourself from potential liabilities? So this is something every business owner needs to think about. It's not a fun part of business, but having things like, you know, a commercial auto insurance policy if you're using your vehicle for your business, maybe even a business owner's policy if you've, like, got inventory or you've got any type of product that could be at risk if it were damaged or the business didn't go well. So you can shop for a variety of types of coverages at USinsuranceAgents.com. Not only can you look at personal liability, you know, but you can also look at business liability and auto that's personal as well as commercial. So these are all ways to protect yourself. So cash in the bank and having insurance that would protect you from any potential lawsuit that you could get involved in the future.
Now, also, Laura, along those lines, what should budding business owners do to prepare for self-employment?
Yeah, so there's a lot to do, and it really does depend on the type of work that you're going to be doing. But a couple of things that come to mind is getting a little bit of advice on the front end about whether you need to form a corporation right away. So if you've got potential liability, like we were just talking about, you may want to form an S corporation, maybe a C corporation, or even an LLC to protect yourself from potential liability. And so this is something you may want to get a little help with, talking it through with either an attorney or even a CPA, somebody that is involved in taxes, may also be somebody who's a good resource for you. So thinking about if you need that corporation, for some folks, they don't need it. So let's say you're a freelancer, there's not a whole lot of liability in what you're doing. You may be able to work as a sole proprietor and not be incorporated, for some time. It may not be something that you'd need to do, but just depending on the type of business that you're going to be running, maybe something to talk about. Also, thinking about, the financial aspect of the business. Do you have software in place that's going to help you understand all of your expenses and your income, make sure that you're not missing any tax-deductible expenses? That's another great thing to discuss with a tax accountant. And also, the last thing I'd mention is just thinking about retirement. Fortunately, there are lots of ways that self-employed people can save for retirement, even if you leave a job that's got a 401k or a 403b. You can kind of create that retirement on your own by using an account such as an IRA or even a SEP IRA or a solo 401k. These are all various types of retirement plans that you can set up on your own and begin contributing to those right away. I find a lot of people who go into business for themselves, they get very bogged down into the day-to-day business operations, and they kind of forget, about saving for retirement. They forget about their future. So I would encourage budding business owners not to forget about your future and to go ahead and continue funding some retirement account for yourself, even if it's a small amount. Just being in the habit of investing regularly will go a long way to make sure you've got security in the future.
Certainly some great points to consider, and really do appreciate all the information and insight shared so far today. We're joined by Laura Adams, a senior analyst with usinsuranceagents.com, who is a nationally recognized finance and insurance expert. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, along the lines of the previous question, how can the self-employed create their own insurance and retirement benefits package? Talk to us about that from your expertise.
Yeah, it really is, and it can be kind of scary, especially if you leave a day job where you've got a really nice benefits package. You've got a retirement account, you've probably got health insurance, maybe life insurance, disability insurance. You may have a really nice package of benefits, and when you leave that employer, your insurance is going to end. Now, your retirement, you can certainly roll over into an IRA or into a SEP IRA, an account for the self-employed. So you want to think about, how can I create that for myself as my own employer? Now you are going to be responsible for creating your own benefits. And one thing I would encourage folks to do is to shop health insurance on either a site like usinsuranceagents.com. There are many different sites out there, but that's a really good place to start. So if you go to usinsuranceagents.com, you're going to be able to look at health insurance options. That's one option for you. Another might be to continue coverage through COBRA. COBRA is a federal law that allows you to continue the coverage you had at work, but the downside is that it only lasts typically up to 18 months. So, if you get that health insurance coverage through your old employer, eventually you are going to need to get your own health insurance to protect you and your family. So the sooner that you start thinking about creating this benefits package for yourself and getting it set up, the better. I think the good news is that it's probably not as complicated and not as intimidating as many might assume. There are just a lot of options out there for the self-employed to get their own insurance. And, quite frankly, there's a lot of financial assistance as well, especially with health insurance. So if you've got low income or you know that your income will be low as you begin your new business, you will probably qualify for a subsidy. That's going to reduce your monthly premiums and are probably, you know, going to make them much more affordable than you might expect.
Great information there. That is really golden and helpful. Now, also, when should you hire independent contractors versus employees?
This is a great question because it really can be quite daunting as you're starting a business and you're needing help. You want to expand, you want to grow, and the idea of hiring somebody to work with you might seem very difficult. And I will say there's definitely a lot of tax law and legal obligations that you have if you do decide to bring on W-2 employees into your business. So one thing I do recommend is just to start with independent contractors. You know, if you're someone who, let's say, needs bookkeeping help or you need computer help or design help, for instance, these are all areas where you can easily find independent contractors, either on a part-time basis or a full-time basis, that might be plenty of assistance for you. Then later on, if you decide, you know, I really want somebody who's completely dedicated to my business, then you might think about hiring employees. But when you're just starting out, if you can hire independent contractors, that's going to simplify your paperwork, your legal obligations, and your taxes, which could maybe help you stay more focused on the business and the core activities of your business versus feeling like, you know, you're more of a human resources manager and having to manage employees and spending a lot of time on that day-to-day.
Laura, certainly appreciate your visit and spending some time with us here today. I'm sure there's some great takeaways already here to put into practice. And Laura, we really appreciate the insight shared as mentioned. Now, lastly, what are some tips for side hustlers to improve their productivity? Who couldn't get enough of insight on that?
Yeah, this is, you know, definitely something you're going to be challenged with if you are working a day job and working some kind of side business. You know, there are just lots of great productivity tips. I recently wrote a book called Money Smart Solopreneur, and it's all about how solopreneurs can, you know, improve their financial lives, but also improve productivity. And one of the tips that I recommend in Money Smart Solopreneur is thinking about how you can capitalize on your energy. So let's say if you're somebody who's a morning person and you just have a lot of energy in the morning, that could be a great time to work on your side gig, your side business. If you feel that the morning, you know, you're slower, you're not quite as sharp, but the night, the evening is when you tend to be most alert, that could be a really good time to work on your side business. So I think figuring out when you're sharp, when you're productive, if you can identify maybe just an hour or two out of the day where you're just firing on all cylinders, you can probably get a lot more done in those 1 or 2 hours than if you were feeling like, you know, a little low energy, if you were dragging. So that's something that I have really encouraged people to do, is just identify when you feel mentally sharp and save that time for your most valuable work. And if you are somebody that's trying to build a business, that time will probably be very well spent looking at how can I gain new customers, you know, how can I increase my revenue, and what are the core offerings that I want to provide. So just thinking about your energy and how that kind of increases and decreases throughout the day can give you some tips on when you should probably be working on your side hustle.
Laura, certainly do appreciate all the advice and information shared here today, and of course, your concluding tip as well. Hit that website once again where listeners can get further details and to be in touch with you as well.
Yeah, I would love the listeners to visit usinsuranceagents.com. That's a great place to shop for coverage and just really explore what type of business insurance you might need if you are building a business or expanding your business right now.
And of course, that certainly is easy enough. Again, it is usinsuranceagents.com. Laura, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been great to be with you.
And I totally agree. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Laura Adams, a senior analyst with usinsuranceagents.com. who is a nationally recognized finance and insurance expert. And once again, for further information and for contact, visit usinsuranceagents.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.